Good afternoon and welcome back to the Dante Blogs Morning Coffee Podcast, the DBMC Radio. And now we're live from York in Yorkshire, north of England. And we made an episode immediately, apparently. So we just came here a couple of hours ago. It's great to be here. And then we just wanted to make an episode. And we had our first little round in the city. And it was just like great people. There was a great musician, drum group having a performance. And it was lots of fun from the start. So that is great. And we just wanted to continue since we started now reading Canto 16. So we're going to continue now a little bit with Dante's Paradiso. And then we're going to look at the opening of Canto 16 and this conversation between Dante and or the pilgrim and his great-great-grandfather. So we're just going to jump right into it from the beginning. It's an interesting beginning of a canto, as we will see now, because it's... It's kind of Dante as the writer and himself being somewhat self-revealing and also humble at the same time. So he starts with the following in Italian. O poca nostra nobiltà di sangue, se gloriar di te la gente fai, qua giù dove l'affetto nostro langue. So he's saying here now, oh, the little of our nobility of blood, like noble blood for Dante and Cacciaguida, if like in like to glorify yourself people do down here. So now it's referencing that Dante is sitting and writing the poem, so down here on earth, if people are kind of feeling the glory of having some kind of noble ancestry. Dove l'affetto nostro langue, meaning where our affections, our desire, are then languishing, meaning the right-ordered affection for kind of the heavenly. So meaning that we are easily distracted from kind of the right aims in the earthly. And then he continues, mirabil cosa non mi sarà mai, like a wonder, like a strange thing, for me, never will appear or be. Che là dove appetito non si torce, as there where the appetite, the desires, are not twisted, meaning then like you have the right ordered, like virtuous aim for the heavenly. Dico nel cielo, I am talking about the heavens, io me nai gloriai. I in it, meaning then having a tiny bit of noble ancestry, gloried myself. So this is Dante now talking as a writer, not through the words of the pilgrim, but just like as the poet is just writing this. So this little passage is a little bit like almost like a parable in the sense of that it's very compressed in its meaning, because Dante is saying that there's no wonder that people are taking pride, falsely pride, in their ancestry down on earth, since he was doing this even up in the heavens. So he's admitting his somewhat prideful or like not fully rightly ordered pride in having this ancestry. But at the same time, he is mentioning it to us as readers. So he is kind of borrowing a little bit of the glory of having noble ancestry while saying that it's not a good thing. So it's a part of, like, Dante is he's open with the fact that he mentions in other places that he has three main vices, but he says that pride is the main one. As he also says, envy is not a vice for him, which is in some ways just confirming that pride is more like his challenge, because he doesn't envy other people. He is more kind of, if not hubristic, so he's more his challenge is again more like being too proud of his own talent as a writer. So again, then he is showing us at the same time that he is humble and saying that he shouldn't be proud of this. But at the same time, he is. So it ties into a deeper topic here about status and about what we value and valuing earthly status, prestige, instead of the spiritual. So, he should be more proud of the spiritual achievements in his heritage than that if there is some kind of nobility or noble blood in it. But then he admits that he isn't quite. And then it touches a little bit us as readers quickly as well, because it's easier to think that, oh, Dante was a little bit like of noble blood. That's interesting. But then Dante's also saying to us then that, no, but you shouldn't, in the context of the heavens and virtue and the spiritual life, you shouldn't admire Dante more because of that. So he might kind of, it could poke into things in ourselves as well, that we have the same instinct in us to elevate people because of ancestry like this, which we shouldn't, again, do because now we're in paradise. Okay, and then he continues. Ben se tu manto che tosto raccorce. Like, good, you are a coat that is constantly being shortened. And now he's talking to what should be the noble, and in the sense of the spiritual nobility. Dante writes in other places in his writership that the only nobility that you should really respect is that which comes from virtue and not blood. And he also says in one place that the lineage will never make anyone virtuous, but virtue, like one individual can make the lineage virtuous, but the lineage in itself will not make an individual virtuous. So he's saying here that, like, in terms of the virtuous nobility, it is constantly shortened. Si che se non si appon di die in die, like, yes, such that if you do not append this, I'm going to patch on it, like, day by day, lo tempo va d'intorno con le forze. Like, the time will go around it, this coat, as a symbol of the nobility of virtue. The time will go around it, like as with scissors. Dal voi che prima a Roma si offerie. The you in the kind of elevated, polite form in Italian, with voi instead of tu, that first in Rome you started to offer, in che la sua famiglia men per serva, in which her family, meaning now like the citizen of Rome afterwards, did not preserve, ricominciaron le parole mie, recommenced my words. So he's saying here that even though he just stated that you shouldn't take pride in your ancestry and nobility, if you have an even like poca nostra, like a little bit, he's now saying that he will start addressing Cacciaguida, his great-grandfather, in the formal version of voi instead of tu. So he's in a way contradicting himself or redoubling on the same point. And then the last one for today is that onde Beatrice, che era un poco scerva, like, to which, from which Beatrice, who was a little bit on the side, meaning then symbolically that the spiritual life is now a little bit on the side because he's so concerned about the status of his great-grandfather. She then, ridendo parve quella che tossio, so she was smiling, Beatrice was, seeming like the one who was coughing, al primo fallo scritto di Ginevra. At the first fall, the prime fall written of Ginevra, meaning then Guinevere. And this is from a story about Lancelot, which there is Lancelot and Guinevere are then committing kind of this sin. And then there's a lady called the Dame de Malachot. And then she knows what is going on between those two. So when Lancelot is saying something, she is coughing just to make sure that he knows that we all know what's going on. And this is then the humorous part here, that since Dante is now starting to, or the pilgrim is starting to address his great-great-grandfather with this elevated form now. Then Beatrice is just a little bit more at the side, and she's just giving this knowing smile to him that we all know what you're doing now. You're taking pride in your ancestry, and you shouldn't do it, especially since you know what you're doing, and you just told us and the readers that it's not a thing you should do. But again, as he's just being honest that he can't help it, he still is. Okay, so that's what I wanted to say in this one. This is the opening of Canto 16. And just a bit of kind of step back and think of this canto. So 16 is one canto away from the middle. Like Canto 17 is the middle of Paradiso. That is the center, the heart of Paradiso is in Canto 17. And then he's now coming and we are... The main topic here, the theme is like sharing, spreading the spiritual light and then having the courage to do so. And then also focusing on the spiritual warriors, as he called them there. But that you should not focus on the material. You should focus on the spiritual. So we will see shortly, but there might be something here that Dante is just reminding us that we don't fall into the same trap here. But keep in mind that this is not the earthly context when he talks about the spiritual warriors. This is a purely spiritual one. And also implying that we should then admire or give credit to Kacagorida for the work he did as in a spiritual sense. Okay, so that's all we wanted to have for this one. That was about 12 minutes. So we are now just going to... keep relaxing here in York. We're also going to our favorite pizza restaurant in a couple of hours. It's called Cresci, to Italians from the south of Italy, and it's just the best pizza in England as a tip if anyone is interested in that. And then we're going to be back soon with another episode. So I hope some of this was interesting, some food for thought. And it's kind of back to the practicalities here in this sphere. Mars is like the sun is about wisdom, knowledge, getting this chariot to ascend up into the heavens and start like contemplative practice. This sphere is much more about down-to-earth practicalities in the terms of the outreach and the sharing of like the insights, the light, the virtue, and then reaching out to people and having an effect on the real world around you. Okay, so with that, again, hope some of this was interesting. Hope you're still having a great day, maybe a cup of coffee or a cup of tea, and we'll be back soon with another episode. Bye-bye.